Hello everyone, it's Wednesday, well I suppose it's early evening. I don't know what time it is, around about 4:30ish. And I'm just in the kitchen making a cup of tea. I fell asleep because I didn't sleep properly last night. I slept about 6 and my shopping was due between 10 and 12 and it turned up at 8:45. So I had to get up and go back to sleep. I only fell asleep for a little while, maybe half an hour I suppose, but I hope that's not enough to do the damage, because this might have been the night that I sorted it out. Oops. What's happened to my radio? Oh, I'm making it worse. My Plus account has expired. So I'll get on the computer and sort it out later. I can't do it on using the iPhone on Safari. I tried once and Ronan tried and he couldn't do it. Connor did it. It was very confusing about putting your card number in and everything. So I actually need to do it on the laptop because I do it monthly, if I didn't say. I prefer to do it that way because I think if there's any changes in Audio Boom that I really don't like and I don't want to continue with it, at least I haven't paid all that money up front. I know I end up paying a bit more, well, quite a lot more, £24 a year more doing it this way, but I'm quite happy doing it that way, so I don't really mind. I've just had a... We buy these little Actimel drinks. They come in a pack of 12. I think you can get more than that, but we buy 2 packs of 12 every week. To be honest, I could drink the whole lot in one go. They're so tiny. But we've got some new ones today. We've got lemon. What were they? Lemon and honey. Lemon and honey. They were nice. Oh, I just had one and it was nice. And I don't know if any of you remember. Oh, the Asda shopping. They came. They went due between 10 and 12. Turned up at 8:45. Excuse me. Loads of substitutions. Most of them were okay, but even so, it's annoying. And at Christmas, I don't know if any of you remember that we ordered some new tea towels and we ordered red and white check ones because our kitchen's got a red and white kind of theme, sort of, and blue. It's a bit weird, really, but they sent us black ones. Black tea towels. The black and white check ones are okay, but they sent us plain black with a pattern on their like towel. Now, I hate anything black, mostly because it reminds me of funerals. I mean, let me qualify that. I love black people. And I love black cats and black dogs and black animals. I don't like black clothes and black material. I don't wear black because it doesn't suit me because I've got quite pale skin and dark hair. It makes me look even paler. It accentuates my paleness. I do wear black clothes if they've got other things. You know, you can get a lot of ones that've got black background with like big flowers and stuff over that. I would wear that. Plain black I don't wear also because my dog's a light coloured dog and my guide dog and I'd end up covered in hairs. But we decided to have, we really wanted these red and white ones. We decided, as we were doing Asda, we would order them again. And they came. They weren't substituted with anything else. We ordered 3 red and white check tea towels and they came. So because I hate the black ones so much, Ronan rounded them up and I've binned them and then I thought, oh dear. Fancy me throwing away some tea towels because they're black. I'm sorry, I've been racist against tea towels. I'm very sorry for that. Anyway, they're gone now. They're gone, never to be used again. Not that I can see them, I can't, but I just don't like the idea of it. It's like when we were choosing stuff after the fire. They have black washing machines and black fridges and black cookers. And who would want that? I certainly wouldn't. So I'm sorry, but I chose white ones because it's conventional. And these things, they go out of fashion, these coloured things. I mean, a few years ago, there was this big thing with coloured Christmas trees. Black ones, white ones, pink ones. I had a little tiny pink one from my bedroom, but I wouldn't have it from my main tree. Pink ones, purple ones, silver ones. It's just, they've always been around, silver and green. Gold ones have been around a while, but blue, purple, orange, red, black. No, thank you. And these things go out of fashion, so as the kitchen appliances would. So I said, no, thank you. And I got white. all except my fridge freezer, which is, I think, is silver, because the one I wanted, it's one of these American type ones, double fronted ones, and that was the only colour they had, so in the one I wanted. But that's fine, because, you know, you get a lot of silver kitchen stuff, and I don't think that's the sort of thing that does really go out of fashion. Anyway, I don't really care that much for fashion, but something like black for a kitchen appliance, I do think is a bit stupid, and it just would make the room dark, I think. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. I'm not impressed with Asda and their shopping service. They do have some nice things. I mean, I bought some salmon fillets from there, the counter salmon fillets from there, and they do look really nice. They've got some stuff that's different, and I like it, but they've been doing this shopping business a long time now, because we started using Tesco's in about 2002, and not long after Asda started up. I don't know when exactly it was, maybe a year later or something. We tried them, we found them useless, and the website wasn't accessible back then. I think even now it's not accessible for a blind person to book the slot. I don't do it, Ronan did it. I can use the site because I've used it, but he booked the slot. I didn't even try. The site is better now than it used to be, and I do like their stuff, but there's so many substitutions because it's not a dedicated online store, it just comes from my local store in Swanley. So they're just so far behind, and the customer service is terrible. But it's a shame, because I do like some of their products a lot, and it's nice to have a change. And I don't like Sainsbury's because they're more expensive. I have tried their online service, it's good, but I don't like their we bought some stuff recently. Obi went in the store and bought toilet rolls of their own make, and the equivalent to the Tesco's foil that we buy. Tesco's own brand stuff is far superior to Sainsbury's. The toilet roll is the worst toilet roll I've ever had. Even in public toilets, they don't have toilet roll that bad. It's so thin. It's like a sheet of toilet paper cut in half. The foil, you only have to touch it and your finger goes through it. It's the cheapest one, yes, but when we buy that from Tesco's, it's absolutely fine. And the same with the toilet rolls. We don't get the cheapest ones, but we do get Tesco's own make, and they're really good. We get the fragrance ones. They're Shea or something, and they're quite thick. And what was else? And the vegetarian. There's not a lot of vegetarian choice for vegetarians from Asda. Asda's good. Sainsbury's, if you want ready-made stuff. I'm not talking about microwave meals, but like when I do a roast dinner, everyone else has meat, and I want something else, like a Stilton bake or something, which is just a bit kind of like a fish cake kind of thing, but with Stilton or something in. Asda and Tesco's do a lot of stuff like that, but Sainsbury's have got a very, very, very poor choice, and especially in store, vegetarian options, very poor. They don't get my thumbs up, I'm afraid. I do give Tesco's and Asda the thumbs up. I haven't tried Ocado for many a year, but they were quite good. But again, they're probably better now, but they didn't have as much choice. Tesco's, for me, has always just had the biggest choice of stuff. And, it, you know, when you can't see, and you can't go around a store and browse on a shelf, it's been good. I've probably spent far too much money. Anyway, I'll be back later with Marching On, No Doubt. See you soon. 1 minute and 2 seconds. 1 minute. Oh, shut up.